Well, one of the newest members of the Indians organization, Yonder Alonso, now joins us as part of Wahoo Week coverage. And first of all, Yondo, welcome to Cleveland. And your thoughts on joining this organization, what was attractive to you? Obviously, a lot of winning baseball here the past few years. I would imagine that's what really stood out.
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, they have a great group of guys, great staff, great front office. And, you know, a winning environment is number one and it's key. And I think those are one of the reasons why I wanted to join here. I knew that it's just a great group of guys leading towards one direction. Everybody's pulling the same way, and that's the reason I came over here.
Yonder, what's it like to walk into a clubhouse like this where you don't know a lot of guys? I mean, certainly there's a baseball fraternity, but how welcoming were there? Was it like you were here all along?
Yeah, they opened their arms, man. They've been, you know, it's been very generous, very humbling. Knowing that this group of guys, they've done so many things, so many good things together, and, you know, just going to be a part of it, make sure I can do my part to put together some good baseball here, and, you know, after that, just get better every single day.
Yonder, for those who maybe not be familiar with your play, you're out on the West Coast, so unless you're staying up late watching ESPN highlights, maybe they didn't see a lot of you. What do you bring to this organization? What are fans going to see with Yonder Alonso?
Well, a guy that's not going to take an inning off, not going to take a pitch off. I'm going to be ready every single day. My preparation, I feel like, is the key to having a good success. So for me, it's just to make sure I'm ready to play every single day, being prepared, and when it's time to go, it's time to go. Give 100% and understand that I'm just going to do my part, be a grinder, and play the game the right way.
Tito was talking earlier today about the power that you're going to bring to this lineup. You've got some pop in that bat. Talk about playing some games at Progressive Field throughout the year. Is it a ballpark that you've always enjoyed playing in?
I have. I feel like I've been comfortable there in the batter's box. I can see the ball well. The lights are good. The infield plays great. But for me, it's not really about power. For me, it's about being a tough out, making sure that I have good counts and tough at bats, and hopefully I can help all the guys around me.
People are saying the Indians didn't make a lot of big moves during the offseason. You're an all-star. Do you feel as though it kind of went under the radar a little bit?
No, I mean, I feel like the guys here know what I bring to the table, and obviously I'm going to do my part. You know, I know that we didn't make that many moves, but hey, when you have the guys that we have here, the young core that we have here, I don't think there's a necessity for so many great, crazy moves. We know what we have here. We know we got a tight group. We know that we're going to play hard, and we're going to compete and do our job.
One of the questions that I like to ask guys who came over from other organizations, from other teams, what was your perspective of this team, the Indians team, when you were in the other dugout? What were your thoughts on this club?
Tough team, man. A team that's going to bring everything out to, and they're gonna make you really, everything you have, you're going to earn. And, you know, that's the tough part about playing on the opposing side. You know that they're going to be their pitching core is incredible, and then their bullpen is lights out. They can play really good defense, and they're going to make you grind for everything that you get. So I feel like I'm a part of that now. I can really get out there and make it tough for the opponents.
I want to ask you about your background. It's an amazing story. I was reading about you on the flight out to Arizona. Tell our listeners about your background, how you ended up playing here in the country, and how you arrived in America. It's an amazing story.
Yes. Well, I came here when I was 10 years old with my parents, my sister, and, you know, since day one, obviously work ethic was a big part of my house. Obviously getting good grades was a big part as well. And for me, it was understanding that you're coming to this country and there's a lot of opportunity here, but a lot of hard work needs to be added to get those opportunities. So we understood that there was a lot of sacrifice involved in my childhood, but understanding that obviously we're at the end of the tunnel, there's a light. And, you know, I felt good about that, and my family always said that to me. And, you know, for me, it was all about work ethic and making sure that at the end of the day, good things were going to happen, and just believe, trust it, and just get to work.
From Cuba, correct?
Yes, from Cuba.
So tell our listeners basically the opportunity that was presented you. I mean, it's something that obviously kids who are growing up in our country don't understand how special the opportunity is here, correct?
Absolutely. I mean, anytime you have a place like where I live, where, you know, there's no lights, there's no AC, there's hopefully you can have a meal or two a day. I mean, that's humbling opportunity to obviously come here to this country and being able to, you know, take these little things for granted. You know, obviously I enjoy everything about it. I enjoy the smell. I enjoy even the hot water that we bathe on every single day. So it's definitely a humbling experience, but it's an experience that it's the way I am, the reason I am who I am, because I understand that I don't take anything for granted, and I'm blessed to obviously be here and be in this country every single day.
Growing up in Cuba, just as a little guy, as you heard about American baseball, Major League Baseball, were there idols? Were there guys that you kind of looked up to?
Yeah, I mean, obviously my dad played baseball, so it was, that's the guy that I always looked up to. But, you know, when I came to this country, I got to see a lot of, obviously, the Marlins and the Braves and things like that. So I was really a big fan of Chipper Jones. So for me, Chipper Jones was the guy that I like to look at. You know, obviously he hit from the left side as well. So I enjoyed that. I was number 10 just like him, and I played third base just like him. So I tried to imitate everything that I could. And every time I was watching TV, I watched everybody from Griffey to Bonds to, you know, the greatest hitters all around us, and you know, I just enjoy the game for what it is.
As a little boy in Cuba, did you ever dream that you'd be in the Major League clubhouse and playing on Major League baseball fields?
No way, absolutely not. My only dream was to survive that day and hopefully get a meal. So that was my dream, and I was lucky enough to have really good parents that always provided for us.
I'll tell you what, it's an amazing story. Congratulations on your success. Best of luck here in Cleveland, and welcome to the tribe.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.